More than a year of unrest and violence in Syria still continues. On the sidelines of the 16th summit of the Non-Aligned Movement, and while Iran's chairman of the National Security and Foreign Policy Commission, Alauddin Burujerdi, has completed his two-day visit to Damascus, a conference has been held in Tehran discussing ways to finding a solution to the political unrest in Syria. Attending the meeting was visiting Syrian Minister of State for National Reconciliation Affairs, Ali Haidar. He said solving regional problems is a principal policy of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Other than being a friend, Iran is a country that has always supported Syria and has the Syrian people's best interest in mind. Iran has integrity and honesty and wants the violence to end and the Syrian people's voices to be heard.
While in Iran, Ali Haidar also met with the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, to increase bilateral ties and find solutions to ending the unrest in Syria. Mr. Haidar discussed fueling tensions and personal agendas of Western countries.
Turkey, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia are under the pressures of the U.S. Zionist regime in Europe. These countries are being influenced by the personal agendas of the U.S. and Zionist regime, a country that blatantly says that it will continue to supply weapons to terrorists and armed gangs in Syria cannot possibly want to end the unrest rather than intensify it.
The Syrian minister also explained the purpose of the U.S.'s interference in Syria.
U.S. wants to end the regime of our President Bashar al-Assad. This will never be considered because it is blatant pressuring and interfering in our country and not what the Syrian people want.
Syria's Minister of State for National Reconciliation Affairs also shed light on the role of Lakhdar Brahimi, the new UN Arab League Special Representative for Syria.
Mr. Brahimi has to make sure he uses Kofi Annan's most important peace plan, which is implementing a ceasefire. If a ceasefire does not come into effect, his plans will not be effective.
Mr. Haidar further discussed why Syria is so keen on having dialogue with Iran to finding solutions to end the violence in his country.
One of the aspects of the 16th NAM summit is to discuss ways to ending the violence in Syria. We trust Iran and will use their help because just like China and Russia, they have the Syrian people's best interest in mind.
Finally, the Syrian minister explained Syria cannot trust Western countries who are supplying weapons to terrorists and foreign-backed armed gangs that are killing innocent civilians on a daily basis.
The Islamic Republic of Iran is making great efforts to further enhance both political and economic ties with Syria. One of the main purposes of the visit of Mr. Haidar to Iran is Iran's great dedication in finding a political solution to the ongoing Syrian crisis. In addition, many regional countries believe that Iran can play a vital role in ending the unrest in Syria. Amir Hossein Iskandar, Press TV, Tehran.